Yes, ma'am. My name is
Okay.
Tanasia, returning your call from customer service. The call was disconnected. I do apologize.
Thank you, ma'am.
I did go ahead and speak with our billing department briefly about getting you anything more on that charge, and they did go ahead and authorize for me to offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
I don't want 50%. I don't want to pay a
Okay,
penny.
yes, ma'am. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and speak with our fraudulent department to see if they will go ahead and get you anything more.
Tanisha, may I tell you just something?
Yes,
For
ma'am.
this, on my credit card, it says the city is 888-235-9208. Of course, there's no such thing as a city like that. The number is the same thing as your phone number. The number says that's the name of the city from California, 92545. What kind of company ever says our address is the phone number? You guys are so, I'm sorry, not you. You're probably so nice, and I'm so hard to give you a hard time, but it's very fraudulent. You cannot tell me that when you say, like, where this came from, it came from a phone number in California, 92545. It's not even the city.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for that. And
I ask you not to apologize anymore. Something is so fraudulent about all of this. If you don't refund me, I'm going to the whole amount, the whole $75. Yes, I'll pay the $7 for the stupid.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to go ahead and speak with our fraudulent department and see if they will go ahead and issue a full refund. I'm not able to authorize any charges. I'm only able to ask if they will authorize any more charges.
I know you're not.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I don't care. It's not even about the money at this point. It's simply about the principle. And
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm going to go ahead and speak with our fraudulent department real briefly.
I'm shocked that a company could do such a thing. And when I said, where did this come from? The address is the phone number, comma, California, 92545. You won't even say where you came from. You won't even say what company you are. Oh, we represent 50 companies. Oh, we represent 400 companies.
Because we do represent over 450 companies.
Yes, you never tell me what's the name of the company you represent.
Because we're not allowed to give out a call center. We're allowed to give out the name of the company that you ordered the product from.
Well, don't you understand this is pretty fraudulent? I don't know what company I ordered it from. I just speak to a woman who tells me we can't give out that kind of information. And I'm speaking to my supervisor, and he says he's going to give you a 35% discount. Then he says he's going to give you a 50% discount. I'm so going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I said I was going to go ahead and speak with our fraudulent department. Would you like me to go ahead and speak with them about that full refund, or are you going to go ahead and still talk to the Better Business Bureau?
Well, I would like you to refund me, please.
All right, so 1 second while I go ahead and speak with our fraudulent department so they can authorize for me to go ahead and do that. 1 second.
I'm not paying even $5 or $3. I want the full refund, $74.95.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, our fraudulent department did go ahead and authorize me to go ahead and get that full refund process into your account. I did go ahead and get that process. 1 second while I get your account notated and get you a cancellation code.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, ma'am. Our fraudulent department did approve for me to get you that full refund. I went ahead and processed it, and I'm working on getting your account notated to get you a cancellation code.
Okay, and when do I get the cancellation code? You're working on it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So why did I have to fight with you? And you, like I said, you're so nice and patient, but why did I have to fight with you to get this refund?
Because I'm not, I don't have enough rank to just give you a refund because I feel as if you deserve one.
My point is that you shouldn't even have to go through this. You must hear people like me every single day. Why does this company, who you can't tell me who the company is, not just give me the refund when I asked for it? First, it's a 35% discount. Then it's a 50% discount. And now when I hate the word, but threaten to report all this kind of stuff, now they're going to give me the full discount. Why?
I'm not sure. I just go ahead and speak with them about the situation. They approve me or they disapprove me, and I go ahead and give the customer their refund. I have no idea why they do what they do.
I know, but you're a nice person, and you shouldn't have to go through this.
Yes, ma'am, but it's my job, so I'm going to try to do it to the best of my ability.
You're a good person. I would never have to deal with people like me. So when do I get the cancellation code?
1 second. Oh, you're lying. 1 second.
No, it's okay. You know you're doing the best you can do.
Yes, ma'am. All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I did go ahead and get that account notated, and I do have that cancellation code ready for you if you're ready for it.
Yes, I have a pen in hand.
All right. That'll be C as in Charlie, B as in boy, 29386-4138. All right, yes, ma'am. Could you go ahead and repeat that for me just so I can make sure you got down the correct thing?
Yes, it's C, S in Charlie, B,
yes,
S in boy, 29386-4138.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. I just want to go ahead and reassure you that that refund should be processed into your account within 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank, as well as no further payments will be coming out of your account, nor will you receive any future shipments from this company. Are there any further questions for me on today?
Yes, I know that you can't answer me this, but I really, really have the question. You know, all the people who offered me this free gift were, I thought, reputable. They are reputable. Where this came up from, I don't know. But you can't even tell me the name of the company that I ordered this from?
Yes, ma'am. I can tell you the company where you ordered this from. The name of the company is actually Smart Health Watch. That's the name. That's the actual name of the company that you ordered this from. We service several companies, so I can give you the name of the company that you ordered the product from.
Smart Health Watch?
Smart Health Watch.
Oh, Smart Health Watch.
Yes, ma'am. That's the name of the company.
Well, can you tell them? Are you allowed to, tell tell them?
No, ma'am, but we do. All of our calls are recorded, so they hear everything.
Okay, so I just want to tell them that, you know, this is a bogus fraudulent charge. And I'm going to tell them that, Tanasia, am I able to tell your company that you did a good job or no?
Yes, ma'am, you're able to go ahead and give them a call back stating that the person that you went ahead and spoke to was great, but I wouldn't even put you through all that trouble. You're okay. I'll take your kudos and go along with it.
All right. Well, I want to tell you, Tanasia, if this is all being recorded, you are very helpful and very nice and very patient, and I hope I never have to do business with you or any of these other 400 companies you represent, because I think that they're like bogus. And you know what? I'm the one who sit there and is saying like I'm not paying this. But you know how many people get charged for all these kind of things that they don't want or don't need, or they, you know, they were tricked into buying actually. So anyway, Tanasia, thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.